This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. I am at your service to talk about another strategy that helps us enjoy a more appropriate life based on the concepts of the Quran and Islamic narrations. Today, I am going to talk about a topic that by itself is a basis for a set of detailed and interesting discussions. This is a fact that we can learn a lesson or take an advice from everything we see. This world was created by the all-wise Allah, which is full of wonders and beauties. If we pay attention to these wonders, we will realize how much God is kind. He is kind to us human and how powerful and wise He is. Through this, our knowledge about God increases and we know and understand Allah more. As a result, our love for Him increases, and when our love for Allah becomes more, we can rely on Him more and trust Him more. This is the advantage, and this in turn gives us more peace and hope in our life. Let's review this trajectory once again. Paying attention to God's creation in this world leads us to understand how powerful Allah is. We also realize how wise He is. When we get to know Allah's power and might and His wisdom, since He is Al-Hakim, and we understand that Allah has bestowed us these blessings that we can see in the world, and He has bestowed them to us out of His mercy, our love for Allah increases. We will understand how compassionate and affectionate He is. And beside it, when we know that God is merciful, powerful, all-wise, our trust in Him increases and we can rely on Him in difficulties. So that when life becomes rough and difficult for us, we know that God is still there. He can support us and can save us. As a result, we get away from depression and despair when facing troubles.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Today, as time permits, I would like to talk about one of the important and of course somewhat unknown blessing, a kind of blessing that we mostly take it as granted. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, Imam Ali, in Nahj al-Balagha, points to one of these blessings and says, how wonderful is man that he can see with a piece of fat, talks with a piece of flesh, and hears with a bone. Imam Ali here makes a gentle reference to the greatness of human curation and the great planning of the creator of mankind. And the Imam basically points to the fact that one of the characteristics of the creation of God is that Allah can solve problem with small means, small materials, and can give us some important blessings by a bunch of materials that at the first glance seem unimportant, like a piece of flat that is instilled in our eyes, a flash or one or two or three pieces of bone. But if we ponder more, we realize how much wonders are created in them, in that piece of flesh, bone, and how much important they are for our living. As I recited in the mentioned narration from Imam Ali, the Imam talks about some ordinary and apparently simple materials that by the power of Allah was created in a way that without them, we indeed would face a serious problem in our life. Those blessings are, as the Imam says, two pieces of fat that are in our eye that let us see everything, a piece of flesh that is our tongue by which we can speak, and some pieces of bone in our ears that allow us to hear. Now just imagine how detailed and complicated these items are. They are so complex to the extent that the experts in medical sciences, biologist experts, have been working on the details of these items for centuries, and still what they don't know could be much more than what they know. When a person is born, he does not know anything. Pay attention to this subtle point. This is what Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah made you out of the womb of your mothers while you did not know anything. At that time, we didn't have any knowledge. Then our knowledge is gained through seeing, hearing, and thinking. And by hearing, someone should be able to speak. Imam Ali in the mentioned narration almost mentioned these items. A piece of fatty like tissue to see, a piece of flesh to speak, and a piece of bone to hear. If someone neither see, nor hear, nor speak, then we can see that his communication with the outside world is almost cut off. He could not gain required knowledge. As a result, most of the knowledge we have is due to a fat, a meat or flesh, and some pieces of bone. These items are the gate for gaining knowledge, improvement, advancement, understanding, and realizing the beauties of nature, understanding the wonders of Allah's creation, and much more. When we realize that Allah is that much powerful, we will become more prone to rely on Him. We will have more tendency to regard Allah as the best supporter because we see that He is so merciful. He is so affectionate that has equipped us with these features. These are just three or four items of our body that we must put them that we must understand them and regard them as the blessing of Allah and put them next to hundreds and thousands of other items that are created in our body alongside with much more blessing outside of our body. Like the shining of the sun, the darkness of the night to sleep, different colors that exist in the world, accurate conversion of day to night and night to day. These blessings are so much that Allah says in the Quran, فَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count God's blessing, it is beyond your power and capability. Our time is coming to an end, but there are some important points about the mentioned narration from Imam Ali, which God willing, if I get a fortune, I will talk more about them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows.